We must open our eyes, open their mind and try to see, really try to check that it was proper or not.
That's the voice of a Congolese man who's seeking asylum in South Wales. He wants to know what's been going on at the government institution that he trusted to process his application to stay in Britain fairly and without discrimination. He's also helped organise this afternoon's demonstration outside the UK Border Agency in Cardiff with campaign groups Refugee Voice Wales and No Borders Wales. He didn't want to give his name in case it affects his application, which is still being processed. He feels let down by the recent racism allegations.
And we have been really disappointed to understand that, yeah, the Home Office really we are leaning upon and we are expecting really to get help from persecution. They are the one who is doing even more persecution to us. It's such something very, very appalling.
Louise Perrott was employed by the agency in summer 2009 to work with case officers who would make decisions on whether asylum seekers were eligible to stay in the UK. After just 5 weeks of training, she was able to send refugees to detention centres before deporting them back to their home country if their applications were rejected. In her time there, Louise claims her colleagues regularly made racist remarks and were often rude and hostile towards asylum seekers who came to the office for help. She also said there was a stuffed gorilla dubbed the Grant Monkey that would be placed on any officer's desk as a badge of shame every time they granted an asylum application.
One of the problems the UK Border Agency has is around recruitment. A large amount of people don't want to do that kind of job.
That's Tom Fowler, an activist from No Borders Wales.
Even though it's £17 an hour, even though there's very small amounts of training, even though it's a relaxed office environment, allegedly, people don't want to work as case owners. It's a dirty, horrible job where people's lives are in your hands. After only 5 weeks training, you have the power to lock somebody up for a month. A little more training, you can deport them into goodness knows what. By definition, it's going to attract somebody who has discriminatory views towards foreigners.
However, that isn't what the UK Borders Agency say. After the allegations were made at the start of this month, the Border Agency in Wales started an internal inquiry into the claims. Because of the investigation, Jane Farley, who's director of the agency in Wales, did not want to be interviewed. In a written statement, she told CJS News that the agency understood the seriousness of the allegations, which is why they were investigating. The statement also said it's unfortunate some people have reached their own conclusions and have chosen to hold a protest at Cardiff's offices today. It's not only the demonstrators who want to see the staff and management face an independent investigation, though, with a large group of Welsh Assembly members calling for one too. Some also want past and ongoing applications made at the agency reviewed. Here's Assembly Member Bethan Jenkins.
Until those investigations have taken place, I am of the opinion, and the cross-party group are of the opinion, that no more deportations should take place to protect those people, those asylum seekers who are in the middle of an appeals process. We want those people who are appealing cases to be able to have the same rights as anybody else in this country.
Louise Perrott's allegations have shocked many people and potentially exposed racism towards some of the most vulnerable people in society. However, the campaign groups and politicians that spoke to CGS News were positive that some good could come from this. They hope it will give the migrant population more confidence to challenge the system and stand up to racism. And asylum seekers waiting for a decision now know they should be treated fairly.
Let's say the UK authorities may take step really to try to amend the way they are dealing with people's life. Because this is people's life they are playing with, which is not fair.
Chris Halpin, CJS News.